Ukraine is at the center of President Trump's impeachment trial, which officially began today, but Kyiv has largely said that's an American issue. Until now, Ukraine's Ministry of Internal Affairs said today that it's opening a criminal probe of its own. It's going to investigate whether international laws were broken when allies of President Trump put the former American ambassador to Ukraine under surveillance. Newly released text messages and documents suggest this. The source, Lev Parnas, an associate of Rudy Giuliani. Parnas is a Soviet-born businessman and has been making the media rounds saying the president of the United States knew what was going on. The BBC's Irina Taranyuk told me what Ukraine's criminal probe could look like.
Marco, the criminal probe looks perfectly justified because, according to the statement of Ukrainian Internal Home Office, a crime seems to be committed in Ukraine because it is a crime to have surveillance of diplomatic communications and also a violation of Vienna Convention on the Privacy Protection for Foreign Diplomats. So Ukraine's hand was forced, in a way, into opening this probe. But when you read the details of what it is that they opened, it becomes obvious that this criminal investigation or criminal probe is actually an appeal to the FBI in the United States to provide details, because as the statement from Ukrainian law enforcement says, it could be just bravado. It could be Mr. Hyde and Lev Parnas pretending to have more importance or knowing more than they actually did, that maybe there was no surveillance as such. So it's an appeal to the FBI, show us the cards that you've got, and then we will investigate further whether a crime indeed has taken place in Ukraine.
Right. Robert Hyde, he's allegedly the person who was doing the surveillance.
Exactly, but he couldn't do it without the help of some Ukrainian associates.
In an interview with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC last night, Lev Parnas said he actually did not take the view that Marie Yovanovitch was ever in danger when Robert Hyde was tracking her.
So it's clear that you didn't take Mr. Hyde seriously in terms of the factual claims that he was making, but are you clear on whether or not there was ever an actual physical threat or a threat of personal intimidation against Ambassador Yovanovitch?
Never from my side or anybody I know.
For Ukrainians, how reliable a voice is Parnas?
Until his arrest, Lev Parnas was virtually unknown in Ukraine. What he told Rachel Maddow about Masha Yovanovitch not being in any danger physically is true because, you know, she was the head of the diplomatic representation of the most powerful country in the world. And as such, she had diplomatic protection that was due her. Yet the fact that some people could brag about tracking her movements in Kyiv, being across the ocean, of course, is, I would imagine, a big cause for concern.
So Ukraine's been pulled into the middle of complicated U.S. domestic affairs, and with the Ukrainian plane catastrophe in Iran, it's become tragic at a global scale. So the fact that Ukraine is now part of these geopolitical tensions, how are people in Kyiv talking about that? What are you hearing?
Marco, and this is the biggest enigma of all, because Ukraine is very reluctant in being pulled into the spotlight. On the other hand, this tragedy, in the age of social media, you cannot stay away from the center stage, particularly if it's your plane that is being downed, particularly if you had problem neighbors like Russia claiming that you do not have the right to exist. Young and inexperienced, as he is mostly portrayed by Western and Ukrainian media alike, Ukrainian President Zelensky found himself between a rock and a hard place. It's the first time that any Ukrainian state body, state institution took initiative in the whole sorry saga of pressure on Ukraine over Biden's and the whole impeachment story in the United States. So politicians, Zelensky circle, deserve having better, deeper, more caring attention from the Washington, it would seem.
The BBC's Irina Taranyuk. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.